Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste Podcast. Today's podcast is the joy of poo and real nappies. So I'm in Leith at the Duncan Place Resource Centre. I'm about to go inside. Right now there's a nappuccino taking place. That's a real nappy coffee morning. So we're going to go and find out more about real nappies.
8 million disposable nappies go to landfill every single day in the UK. So our role is to try and encourage parents to think of an alternative and just to let them know how straightforward and easy it can be, and so that we can ultimately maybe make a bit of a dent on that number.
I'm here with Leslie, the Changeworks Real Nappy Project Coordinator. What would you say to someone who's never tried real nappies and thinks it's just going to be too much of a faff to try and wash nappies and do all that kind of thing? What would you say to them?
Well, new modern real nappies are very straightforward. There's different systems. You can get a two-part system or an all-in-one system. And, you know, they can be as close to using a disposable nappy as possible. They're really straightforward, really simple. You just flush the poo down the toilet and then just pop them in your washing machine at 60 degrees. You know, there's no soaking or boiling anymore. I think people should just do a little bit of research, try and find out a little bit more about it. And it's really very straightforward.
So what happens at a nappuccino?
Well, hopefully people come in and feel quite welcome. We offer them a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, offer them a biscuit. And then we usually sort of say, you know, what's your starting point? What do you know about nappies? What do you hope to get out of the session? And then just do a little demonstration of just very simple, you know, this is the flat nappy system, this is the shaped nappy system, how the two-part system works. Just sort of talking them through some of the systems. There's approximately 30 different manufacturers of real nappies, and within each manufacturer they may be producing 4 different nappies, so parents can actually be a little bit overwhelmed by all that information. Some parents who've done the research, you know, very thoroughly can come in and say, oh, I really want to find out about this nappy or this nappy and name it. But that tends not to be the starting point for most of our parents. Most of our poor parents are like, I started to do a bit of research and I'm just completely confused and overwhelmed. So we try and sort of break it down and make it simple, because it is quite simple. Because as I say, the three main materials are, you know, cotton, bamboo, polyester, and then you've got your two-part system, which is your wrap over the top, or you've got your all-in-one system.
How do you know it's better to use real nappies, where you're going to be putting a washing machine on a lot, compared to using disposable nappies and chucking the nappies away and obviously they go to the landfill site?
DEFRA did a sort of life cycle analysis report. They did an original one in 2005 and then they updated it in 2008. And that was looking at the life cycle production of disposable nappies and the life cycle of real nappies, including laundering and energy used to do that. And they concluded that in real nappies were 40% more environmental if families wash them at no higher than 60 degrees, don't iron them, and I don't know any real nappy user that irons the real nappies, and they go on to use them on a second child.
Right, so yeah, definitely better.
Definitely
if you, better. As if you have a second, two children using
them. Well, you don't need to have a second child, you can just, donate them to the NCT or the Pregnancy and Parenting Centre or the Real Nappy Project, and they can go to a second family, no bother at all, or alternatively you can sell them on secondhand nappy websites and make a little bit extra money for yourself.
So people will sell secondhand?
Absolutely, there's at least 2 or 3 websites that are just there for that purpose, to sell secondhand nappies.
Wow. What are those websites?
The Nappy Exchange, the Nappy Site, the Used Nappy Company, the Cloth Nappy Tree.
How much would a secondhand nappy?
A good quality secondhand nappy, maybe £3, something like that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's quite cheap.
Mm. Yeah, because a brand new shaped nappy would cost you about £9.
Can we have a look at some of the nappies?
Well, where we normally start is with our flat nappy, and the sample we have here on the table is a bamboo flat nappy. And as I say, you can get flat nappies in terry cotton or bamboo. Bamboo is a little bit more expensive. So a terry square would probably cost you between £1 and £2, and a bamboo square maybe between £3 and £4. The advantages to flat nappies are that they are more cost effective. They are the cheaper of the new options for people. If you're wanting to buy your nappies new, they are cheaper and more cost effective. In addition to that, they're actually quite good at drying as well, because they're quite in flat squares, they do dry quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's the main advantages to flat nappies. The disadvantages to flat nappy, obviously, is the most obvious one, and that is you have to fold it. So the way it works is that you have your square and you fold it away from you. I always find once you've done that, you can't really go wrong. And then you take one corner and take it over to the next corner, and it makes a triangle shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And then you week, technical term, week the whole thing over, and then you fold it in the middle, and then that makes your booster. And there you have your flat nappy has now become a shaped nappy, and all the general principles of real nappy use then come into play. So you've got your nappy, so then you have to select a liner. You've got two sorts of liners. You've got a paper liner, which is disposable. You flush that down the toilet. Or alternatively, you've got a reusable liner, and that's microfiber fleece.
That's lovely. Is that soft?
That's lovely and soft, yeah. And microfiber is lovely in that it acts like a sort of protective layer against the baby's skin. It wicks the moisture away from the baby's skin, so it adds a little layer of protection. Obviously, the idea of sort of that getting a bit soiled isn't everybody's cup of tea. So alternatively, you've got a paper liner, and that you would just flush down the toilet like a piece of toilet paper. If that isn't soiled, you can actually use it again. You can wash it and you can actually use it again. Gone are the days of safety pins. We now have what's called a nappy nipper, and it's very, very simple. It's just got little teeth on it, and it just hooks on. Yeah. And then you put the wrap over the top. And the wrap is like the waterproof layer, so it protects the baby's clothes and everything from getting wet. And the most important thing about your wrap is that you make sure that all the nappy is completely tucked in, that there's none exposed or anything, because otherwise it can track. And it's also really important that you have a correct fitting wrap as well. If people have problems with leakages and things like that, it's usually due to maybe ill-fitting wraps and ill-fitting nappies. And this is a Ricky wrap that I'm using, and as you can see, it's got what's known as a recent double gusset, so it means it's quite nice and snug fitting around the legs as well.
And it's also got zoo animals all over
it. Yeah, you can get them in really lovely designs and colours. So for younger children, obviously they're just on a diet of milk, their poo can be very runny. And so we feel that, you know, the shape nappy with the wrap over the top offers, we call it like a double layer of protection, and, you know, just is less likely to leak.
Yeah, because disposable doesn't have like elastic at the back.
Okay.
So with runny poo, because sometimes baby would do it maybe every few days, so it can be quite explosive and go up the back and all the way down, quite messy with disposables. So reusable nappies are much better for that.
So you're not going to get splattered with poo?
Yeah,
with
a real
nappy?
With real nappy, it can be sometimes a bit of a leak, but it will definitely be less messy than with a disposable.
Alternatively, you can get what is called a birth to potty nappy. And this is one sample here. And this is what the nappy we have in our lending kit. And this nappy is, the idea behind it is that it grows with your baby.
Thank you for listening to The Joy of Poo and Real Nappies. That's the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily Dodd. You can follow this series by logging on to greenerleith.org/zero waste. This podcast was funded by ChangeWorks, Vegware and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants.